time stopped. Up close, he was even more attractive. Surely it wasn't legal for a man to be this good-looking. His close-shaven jawline proved even stronger than from a distance. His full lips had tugged into a smile, but it was his startling gray eyes that interrupted her breathing. His gaze appraised her.
"What do you suggest for a main course?"
She paused, giving her nerves a chance to calm and her brain a second to stop racing. "The entire cuisine is delicious, and Chef George is agreeable." She hadn't met the chef, though surely he was agreeable. She hadn't heard him bark orders or throw pots at the cooks. Was he proficient, or was he a chef who couldn't tell the difference between butter and margarine? Julian blinked.
"So he's agreeable?"
"Oh, I'm certain. What's more, all our desserts are prepared in-house. Plus, this dining room, the candles, the subtle gray color, is delightful." She sounded like a realtor trying to sell him the dining room.
"So far, everything is charming."
He studied her face.
"The rooster stoneware, though, is surely from another era."
"They're still in style."
"Roosters?"
He grinned.
"Maybe, if you're aiming for a family-friendly and more feminine appeal."
"What's wrong with feminine?" He caught her stare and held it.
"Absolutely nothing."
Was he flirting with her? No, he couldn't be. She leaned away, attempting to make herself look smaller. Not easy in her case. She skirted a glance toward her daughter, who mouthed, "You're embarrassing me." Nora drew herself up straighter. "In truth, sir, I haven't eaten here yet. Perhaps try the Cherish Inn special?" She noted the entree on the sideboard. Rib roast simmered in brown gravy served with garden vegetables. He perused the menu again. A grin twitched at the corner of his mouth.
"Suppose I told you I was a vegetarian."
"Oh, really? A vegetarian?" She mentally ran through a list of options. "Then I'd recommend the garden vegetables."
"I'll take the rib roast special."
"Wait, what? Aren't you a vegetarian?"
"Not tonight."
He chuckled.
"Actually, not any night."
"Neither am I. I love BLTs." Her face heated. Now why had she blurted such a thing? He'd probably realize bacon was the reason why she couldn't shed her extra weight. "Are you doubling as a comedian?" she asked.
"Evidently not a funny one," he said. "I flew into Atlanta early this morning, then boarded a train here. Will pleading travel fatigue dignify my remark?"
"I arrived this afternoon, too."
"May I apologize, then?"
"Apology accepted, although you weren't rude." She didn't know how else to respond. "Where were you before Atlanta?" He gazed toward the ceiling.
"Mars."
Her eyes widened and she smiled. She could joke. She could make small talk. "Anywhere a little closer?"
"I rent an apartment in Pennsylvania."
He cocked his head.
"You?"
"Virginia. I drove here."
"You rent?"
"All I can afford," she replied.
"I'm Julian Wilson."
"Nora Lancaster." She returned to refill his water glass. When dinner arrived and she'd placed it in front of him, he closed his eyes, clasped his hands together, and whispered a prayer of grace. She tried to remember when she'd last expressed thanks to God for a meal. It had been a long, long time. Why wasn't her faith as effortless as Julian's apparently was?